This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've seen in our reading of 1 Samuel some interesting things about David. Let's continue our study of his life. In a biographical study, collect information about the person you're studying. Then correlate that information into an outline, and based upon the outline, crystallize what you've learned into some applications. After David's huge victory over Goliath, we're introduced in 1 Samuel chapter 18 to his relationship with Saul's son, Jonathan. Verse 1 says, "They became one in spirit. They established a covenant of fidelity based on their love for each other. Jonathan was willing to lay aside his right to the throne out of devotion to God and David." The rest of 1 Samuel shows Jonathan willing to do or risk anything for David. In chapter 23:16, it says, "Jonathan went to David and helped him find strength in God." No wonder David lamented Jonathan's death. Listen to the final words of that lament in 2 Samuel 1. "I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. You were very dear to me. Your love for me was wonderful, more wonderful than that of a woman. How the mighty have fallen." If you don't understand the depth of his grief, or maybe even consider it to reflect an unwholesome relationship between these two men, it's possible you've never experienced the exquisite richness of a relationship like they had. There was steel strength, dynamic devotion, and inspiring interaction, a spiritual synergism that enabled them to accomplish far more than they could have accomplished independently.